Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
With stadiums here, the old manana factor on that. We'll wait till tomorrow. And again, this pandemic has slowed down a lot of different things. But I have a feeling out there in Vegas, they're going to get that thing rolling. Boy, let me tell you, the NFL wants to get that thing rolling. I don't know what the NFL thinks about football right now in Los Angeles. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this plays out. And if they don't get that stadium open for that week one, I mean, the Chargers play half their season in at the Carson facility again. I mean, that's what is that? Would that be their fourth season playing in there? Disaster.
Year, yeah.
Disaster. And they think they probably could have just built their own stadium here in San Diego and been playing in it. They probably wouldn't have been playing in it yet. But they could have done it. They could have had their own stadium here and not have to worry about any of that stuff. And they just keep getting pushed back and got players leaving saying they have no fans. It's truly remarkable. I didn't think it was going to be as much of a disaster as it's turned out to be. But I kind of enjoy it.
Well, it's getting worse, too, now that Phillip Rivers is gone. Antonio Gates didn't play last year, but he retired. Their defense got a chance to be pretty good. Offense, definitely a work in progress, and I'll be nice about that. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys, Adrian Gonzalez, former Padre, Dodger, longtime major leaguer. He'll join us, but coming up first, 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. Here's your latest news update from Radio.com. One thirty-seven, the time. Coach John Contreras with you until 3 o'clock. It'll be Gwen and Chris. We're going to get out to more of your phone calls. We got Bench the Coach coming up here at 1:50. Again, if you're able to take me down today, you'll win a family four pack of sandwiches to Jersey Mike's, and we thank Jersey Mike's for being a part of our program and making a few of our fans a little bit happy over the last week or so. But we'll see if you can beat me today. But again, a family four pack of sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. We're going to head out right now once again to our SDCCU fan hotline, one of my all-time favorite guys that I've had the opportunity over the last 30 years to cover. Had a marvelous major league career. There wasn't a guy that had a sweeter swing, and I got the opportunity to get to know him and his family. A marvelous man. Him and his wife have done so much great community work here in San Diego and every city that he played in his major league career. We're joined by Adrian Gonzalez. Adrian, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Coach. I'm doing well, man. Thank you. Under under the circumstances, we're doing well. And thank you for the introduction. And just happy to be on the call here with you.
Great to have you. Hey, now I want you to tell me a little bit about what has gone on with you and your family, because I know Betsy has a thriving shoe business that you started a few years ago over there in Italy, and I know you spent that one off season over there supporting her, and the kids were over there and in Milan, Italy, and you guys actually started self quarantining before they told us all to do that.
Yeah, so Betsy was in Italy when, the first couple cases were announced in Italy. She was out there for, looking at her shoe line. Mia Beccar, she manufactures in Italy, and it was right before Milan Fashion Week. And she was supposed to stay through Milan Fashion Week. But obviously, once things started you know, the news started coming out about the cases and everything, she made a decision to come back home before they possibly, you know, kept her quarantined in Italy, and she wouldn't be able to come back to the family. And so we started looking at the news, looking at everything happening, backing up. And once they called it a state of emergency, before they asked us to you know, self-quarantine, you know, we basically started quarantining at that time. And maybe a good week before, you know, they were asking us. So it was we got a little bit of a heads up based on the things that were happening in Europe.
We're visiting with Adrian Gonzalez, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. How old are the girls now, Adrian?
The girls are 6 and 8.
And they're doing homeschooling right now during this?
They are doing homeschooling right now as their spring break week. They are doing homeschooling, and we did 3 weeks of homeschooling, and I got to tell you, I already have incredible respect for all teachers out there, but it's not easy to teach our kids, and you know, just incredible respect for all the teachers and the amazing job that they do.
I know, and we're going to get to. I know you and Betsy are putting together an opportunity to raise money for an emergency response fund. We're going to get to that in a minute, but I wanted to ask you. I know that you're involved with Jersey Mike's, and first of all, it's a great product. You've been involved, I think, for a few years now. You stay day to day with it, know what's going on, how they doing right now during this tough time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are an essential business, and I am involved day to day, phone calls, emails, conversations, everything that needs to get done. You know, talk to our operators, pretty much on a daily basis, and you know, I'm kept up to date with everything, and it's definitely something that you know, we've been doing our best to be able to you know, make everything, payments and everything, but it's definitely a tough time, and you know, we're just happy to be able to donate sandwiches when we can, and be a part of the community. You know, so staying open and being able to feed everybody is always rewarding.
Well, there's no doubt Jersey Mike's is a fantastic franchise. I support it in Solana Beach quite often. Kelly and I, we like to go over there and eat quite often. When are we going to see Adrian Gonzalez get back in baseball in some capacity?
You know, it's something that's always on my mind. There's a couple things that I have, business that I have that I'm working that is related to the sports world and baseball. You know, before all this, I was planning on possibly playing a little bit of baseball in Mexico, leading up to the Olympics, because I was thinking about possibly playing for Team Mexico in the Olympics. That's something that's still a possibility for next year if the Olympics are held next summer. You know, that's always a bucket list thing to be able to be an Olympic athlete. And but you know, for me, I try to play for the Padres the last not this summer, but the two summers prior, and that didn't work out. So for me right now, it's taking a little bit of time, and then kind of, you know, giving this a little bit of time.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what you and Betsy are trying to get accomplished here and help people out. You want to talk a little bit about the proceeds from the shoe sales and all that, and kind of take us through how we can get involved in this?
Yeah, so MiaBecard.com is the website, and her brand is direct to consumer, so everything's online purchases. And all proceeds are being donated to the Emergency Relief Fund for CCF. And yeah, I mean, you can basically, there's also a link if you want to donate directly without, you know, purchasing a pair of shoes. The whole shoe line right now is 30% off, and all proceeds will go to COVID-19 emergency response. So we're just trying to do our part, you know, within that to help out and help, especially those, you know, healthcare professionals and everybody that is in need. And I know part of the proceeds also go to some of the homeless. And so CCF does a great job with that response.
So anybody that wants to be a part of this, whether they buy the shoes or want to donate, MiaBecard.com, right?
Correct. MiaBecard.com, MiaBecar, And yeah, I mean, you don't have to purchase shoes. We didn't want that to be a prerequisite to giving. So you can donate, you know, from $1 to whatever you like. So we just want to be part of those helping any way we can.
Hey, we're visiting with Adrian Gonzalez on our SDCCU fan hotline. You and your wife are so good to the community, Adrian. And, you know, I know what you did up in Los Angeles. I'm very well aware of that. You've always been great, you know, whether it's buying stuff for the East Lake High athletes, both the male and female, and all the money that you've donated over the years. And you and Betsy have been right together with one another. Talk a little bit about how she got in to the shoe business, because I mean, she really jumped in it with both feet, and you guys ended up moving to Italy for a while.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that she's always dreamed of since we got married, since we got to know each other, is design and shoe design specifically. And so when the opportunity came up, you know, for her to take a course in Milan, you know, we jumped on it. And and so we went out there. We were out there for 4 months. We were all living. The girls were at the American School in Milan. And so I was taking the girls to school and she was going to school. And, you know, once she got her, you know, her certificate or her diploma, in shoe design, we came back and started looking into establishing the business. And the business was went live in public around August of last year, and so it's been a, you know, really rewarding and incredible, you know, 7-8 months for her. You know, I got to live my dream, my career of dream, and now she's living hers.
Well, you are a great couple. There's no question about that. Anybody who knows you knows the way you treat your wife and the way she treats you. You guys have always been hand-in-hand in everything you've done and doing a great job of raising your family as well. What's Edgar up to these days? He's still out there beating the bushes for ball players?
You know, Edgar's working for government in Mexico. He's in charge of all baseball for all of Mexico. He works in Mexico City with the president, and you know, the president of Mexico is a huge baseball fan, so he took him on board to lead Mexico when it comes to amateur baseball. And what he's doing, he's setting up you know, programs that are very much like Perfect Game here in the U.S., so they can have database of all the athletes and all the potential baseball players for the future. And and just going state to state and seeing what each state needs so they can create more baseball players. So he's enjoying that, and you know, he's in politics, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, if Edgar ain't doing about 7 or 8 things at one time, then he ain't very happy.
Yeah, correct. So, but he's busy. He's enjoying his time, and yeah, it's good for him. He's enjoying that.
Well, Adrian, continued success, my friend. Again, if you'd like to be a part of this event for Betsy and Adrian Gonzalez to help raise money for the Emergency Response Fund, go to miabecar.com, miabecar.com. You don't have to buy the shoes, but the shoes are fantastic. They give you 30% off, but you can also make a donation. Just go to that website. Adrian, I'll be happy when I see you back on a baseball field in some capacity. You're a great guy. You're a great Padre, a great major league career, and I've always enjoyed our relationship.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Coach. Likewise, I've always enjoyed being around you, and thank you for all that you do for San Diego, always.
Hey, be well, my friend. We'll be in touch.
You too, for sure. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
There you go, a great guy right there, a marvelous ball player. And you think about it, if the Padres would have had the ownership that they have now when Adrian was going to become a free agent, he'd have been able to spend the rest of his career in San Diego. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. He ended up in Boston for about a year and a half, had some big years with Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, I was looking up his numbers last night, and pretty amazing ball player. 5-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, probably should have won a few more Gold Gloves, a 2-time Silver Slugger winner. He was the MLB RBI leader in 2014, finished with a .287 career average, 317 dingers, and 1,202 RBIs. Kid out of East Lake High School. hell of a guy and a damn good ball player. And glad I got to cover him for a long period of time. Just want to remind everyone, all the guests on the John Quintero Show come via the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. And for details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU. .com. Now, Braden Soprenant, I'm going to tell you right there. There's a guy, when we had good access down at the ballpark to talk with ball players, you're able to develop a nice relationship. He's a hell of a guy, Adrian Gonzalez.
Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.